You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 3, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why Edo State Diaspora Capital is changing Nigerian industry. On July 31, 2026, government leaders and international investors assembled at Oasis Banqueting in Barking, London. The executive summit brought together state officials and United Kingdom diaspora members for the EDOSHINE Executive Forum. Governor-Senator Munde Okpebholo led the government delegation alongside former Governor-Senator Adams Osiomhole. The summit marked a pivotal moment in West African economic relations. State officials moved past traditional ceremonial discussions to secure direct industrial capital investments. Executive delegates focused on establishing direct investments in regional processing plants, technology transfers, and healthcare systems. Rather than requesting casual financial donations, state leaders pitched structured investment channels for overseas citizens. This strategy reflects a growing trend in state-level governance models across West Africa. Subnational regions now negotiate international commercial agreements directly to drive regional industrial development. Organized by the London Professional Training Center alongside state diaspora agencies, the forum set clear economic milestones. Officials presented concrete project proposals in agro-processing, heavy infrastructure, and digital development. The initiative seeks to convert informal cash transfers into structured corporate equity. By offering regulatory guarantees and direct access to state leadership, government officials aim to build lasting commercial partnerships. Direct international outreach is deeply rooted in the history of Edo State. During the 15th and 16th centuries, the ancient Benin Kingdom maintained formal diplomatic ties with European powers. Diplomatic envoys traveled directly to Portugal to negotiate commercial agreements without third-party intermediaries. Ocean traders exported pepper, ivory, palm oil, and fine textiles under state oversight. This historical legacy established an enduring cultural tradition centered on international trade negotiation and resource management. Modern migration patterns expanded this historic footprint across several distinct eras. During the late 20th century, academics and medical professionals relocated to the United Kingdom and North America for advanced training. Economic volatility during the late 1990s triggered a broader outward flow of workers toward European nations. Many individuals faced severe hardships while navigating irregular migration channels into Western Europe. Human trafficking networks exploited economic vulnerability, creating complex social challenges in the region. Despite these historical struggles, overseas Edo communities demonstrated incredible resilience across global networks. Expatriates formed town unions and cultural organizations to preserve indigenous identity and support family welfare. For decades, these overseas networks sent informal cash transfers home to support family upkeep and domestic construction. However, state leaders now recognize the need to transition these informal resources into structured industrial investments. Subnational economic diplomacy allows regional governments to operate as independent economic agents in global markets. Under the Nigerian constitutional structure, state governors frequently act as chief economic diplomats. They pitch local investment opportunities directly to international trade forums and overseas citizen groups. The establishment of the Edo State Diaspora Agency formalized this international strategy. Executive administrators developed specialized policies to track diaspora demographic data and simplify commercial entry. The economic scale of this global footprint is immense. According to data from the Edo State Diaspora Agency, Nigeria receives approximately $24 billion in annual remittances. Edo State accounts for roughly 31% of these national financial transfers. This proportion equals $7 billion flowing into the state every single year. High concentrations of overseas citizens residing in high-income Western economies account for this massive financial volume. Historically, families directed over 80% of these financial transfers toward immediate personal consumption. Funds supported routine household expenses, educational fees, medical bills, and residential building projects. While these transfers provided a crucial social safety net, they generated limited structural impact on industrial output. Consequently, state authorities created a new political and economic strategy to redirect capital into processing plants and infrastructure bonds. Governor Munday Okpebholo introduced the Shine Agenda as the primary policy framework for regional development. The framework focuses on security, healthcare, infrastructure, new opportunities, and economic growth. At the London summit, state officials prioritized direct investments in commercial agro-processing plants. The government aims to process local cassava, oil palm, and cash crops within the state rather than exporting unprocessed commodities. Industrial agricultural expansion requires careful protections for rural land rights. To safeguard smallholder farmers from uncompensated land displacement, state leaders inaugurated multi-stakeholder land management committees. The Edo State Geographic Information Service registers property documentation to confirm legal land titles. Strategic programs like the Edo State Oil Palm Program require verified community consent prior to land allocation. These statutory protocols prevent land grabbing while building long-term investor confidence. Co-funding arrangements allow overseas investors to take equity stakes in state-backed processing facilities. State agricultural incentives now target genuine commercial operations rather than political intermediaries. By pairing diaspora capital with local farming cooperatives, the state aims to increase rural employment and build domestic value chains. Securing international capital requires reliable public safety guarantees. To protect commercial ventures, federal police authorities approved the deployment of the Mopul 82 Squadron in Uromi. This specialized mobile police unit conducts high-risk tactical operations and combats violent crime across Edo Central. The state government equipped the unit with utility patrol vehicles to ensure rapid emergency responses. State officials complemented police operations with broader defense reinforcements. Government leadership established an Army Forward operational base and recruited 500 trained forest guards to secure rural agricultural zones. Concurrently, major civil engineering projects are improving state transportation networks. Ongoing construction includes the Ramat Park flyover in Benin City and concrete paving along the Ekpoma-Achi Highway Corridor. Administrative reforms accompany these physical security investments. The Edo State Investment Promotion Office created a dedicated diaspora desk to streamline corporate registration. Digital portals now issue official business permits and land documentation without bureaucratic delay. Investors gain direct communication channels with state decision-makers, eliminating administrative corruption and red tape. The London Forum placed technological exchange alongside financial capital investments. Human capital flight has historically drained skilled doctors, engineers, and technical experts from domestic institutions. To transform brain drain into brain gain, state officials launched circular knowledge transfer programs. Overseas professionals now participate in short-term clinical missions, technical mentoring, and distance learning partnerships. State authorities are aligning domestic institutions with international technical standards. The Edo Specialist Hospital recently secured advanced accreditation for emergency obstetric care. Furthermore, global skill partnership frameworks expand training capacity for domestic health workers. Structured knowledge transfer initiatives ensure that international recruitment does not deplete local medical workforces. Similar technological partnerships are taking shape across the digital economy. UK-based technology professionals are establishing software development hubs and vocational training centers in Benin City. Digital infrastructure projects provide local youth with advanced technical skills and remote employment opportunities. By linking overseas expertise directly to local talent, the state is building a modern knowledge economy. Copyright, African Elements.